that kind of gift that you get when you're young is terribly important.
How did Swarthmore change your life?
Well, it taught me the virtue of learning. It taught me how to approach problems. It taught me that a liberal education was the foundation for a good and productive life. And without the college, I might never have learned those very important lessons.
So many of us go through college and can't look back on a particular class or fact that we now use today, but you said, suggested a system on how to approach problems that you learned there.
Yes. I think that that was the virtue of the Swarthmore that I knew. In my last 2 years, I never had a class that had more than four students in it. So that when you went to class, you knew you were going to be called upon. And the other kids in the class knew if you were faking it. So that you really couldn't do that. You had to put out on a very honest level. And I think that was tremendously important to me.
You mentioned the liberal arts education. We hear that today is an age of specialization, and yet, do you think there's still a place for the generalization, the liberal arts program?
Oh, I certainly do. I think that liberal arts are the foundation of a college or a university, and from that you branch out into the specialized fields. But if there is not a solid liberal arts and philosophical program, I think the college is defrauded. That's why one reason I wanted to make this gift, to remind young people that liberal arts are still the traditional highway to great thinking and the organization of a life.
This destroys a story that I had heard about you earlier, that you really started writing at age 40. But this would suggest you started much earlier.
No, I never wrote anything till I was 40. I was knocking around, trying to find my level, trying to learn what I could do, and I was always the slow boy on the block, so that I started much later than most people. But when I did start, I had a very solid footing.
And you started with a vengeance, a few books on the bestseller list. Are you through with Texas?
Yes.
And when does it come
out? I'm down in Texas doing some work on another book, and I hope it's going to be a good one. I've been working very diligently upon it.
If history is any guide, I think it will be. James Michener, thank you for joining us.